This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hopman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun
and be your authentic self.
I mean, I know stay in my lane, but we might need to add be your authentic self. Might have to doctor it. I know. Stay in my lane. Let's get a bunch. Come on. 651-461-9226. Here she is. Today's leadoff, man. That's what my father, that was the Twins pregame show for a long, long time with my father. The leadoff man. And when they came back, my father, when they said, okay, you're 94, maybe you don't do that. He didn't handle that well.
No.
Shocking.
Your dad always believed that he was probably around 45 or 50.
Yes.
You know, he had the strength. He had the stamina.
Mm-hmm.
He used to carry his walker. I love that.
Used it as a weapon.
He would carry it down the hallway.
He did. The day after surgery at 96, he's walking, and these doctors are looking at me going, wow.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, he might be the least athletic person I've ever met in my life. Couldn't throw, couldn't catch, but
had the strength of a bull.
Yeah, the fastest walker ever met.
Ever.
It's that. That's probably where the housewife. His greatest influence on me.
Yeah.
Working, and buying into what you're doing, and house walking.
You're still trying to keep up. That's why you keep walking.
Yeah, that's why I keep walking. All right, what do you got, Susie?
Well, you know, I've been fumbling around with this little thing. I told you
nothing. Workshopping it.
Nothing jumped out, but then I'm telling you, I was driving. I did a lot of driving. Did a lot of driving this weekend, helping a lot of people. That's
You're
all
a giver.
I am a giver.
Give of yourself.
I do. I'm driving. I'm helping. I'm babysitting. I'm doing a little of this, a little of that. Starving. I was starving driving home from one of my assignments, and I was like, I feel like some Lunds and Byerly's soup. I know you're a big fan.
I think they have an excellent soup
section, variety.
An array.
A cornucopia.
Yeah.
Cornucopia. So I'm calling it
what
properly
is it?
Rated.
Is it Panoply? Am I somewhere in the right in that? Isn't that also variety?
Panacea?
Nope. Panicking. Don't be a panicking.
Don't be a panicking.
I'll figure it out.
So that was a good one. That's properly
among
rated.
The Lunds Byerly soup. Mm. If you could have only one, do you go with their traditional? I think they're most known for the wild rice.
Yep.
It's the one that's at the ballpark still, right?
Yeah.
Is it still the ballpark?
I think it's still at the ballpark.
Nice.
I think that's their calling card. I think their chili.
You like their chili.
Is excellent. I think The thicker chicken noodle soup is pretty good too. Okay. I like when there's some density to my soup.
What did you go with, Susie?
Dave, thanks for asking. I purchased two packages of the corn chowder.
Oh, so you stayed in one lane.
One lane.
Corn chowder's so good.
And I picked up a few dinner rolls. You know, a lot of
people what kind of dinner rolls?
Well, they were just sort of run-of-the-mill. They were in the bakery department.
Do you ever get, like, the Hawaiian rolls?
I do. I love those.
Aren't those good?
Do you know what else I'm going to say? I'm getting a little tired of people who don't eat carbs. You don't eat carbs, do you, Dave?
Are you kidding me? I love carbs.
I love carbs. If someone said to me, Susie, we'd like to give you two items that you can have. Oh, I'm going to say three. I feel like Steve Martin.
Why? Hold on a second. Why did you feel like
because
Steve Martin?
Because he, one time on a Saturday Night Live skit, said if I have all the money in the world, I would help the small children. And then he went, anyway, it was a bit.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
No.
Oh.
He's hosted quite a few times.
He would buy a yacht, and then a sports car, and then a new home. And after that, I would help the children.
Yeah, saw
it. Of course.
Yeah.
So if you could have three things.
I would have bread, butter, and a beverage. Whether it was, I don't even know what beverage. I mean, water would keep me
Pepsi
alive.
Pepsi in a can?
Pepsi in a can.
That's the only beverage to have.
Hot chocolate. Anyway, hey, come on. Hot chocolate,
Pepsi in a can, Diet Coke.
Which one I like better? That's a tough call.
But you know what? I love bread. So I enjoyed this soup and a little bread, and I washed a little. Here's a properly rated, actually maybe even under, you know. I watched a new show. I tried
it. Oh, what do we got?
The American Family. Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you say her name?
Yeah,
from
Grey's
ER.
Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Sorry. She and her husband, he's no one you know, adopt. She's sort of a big autism advocate.
Yep.
Starts a little, wrote a book, starts a place for them.
Yep.
They adopt a girl, and she is not who she said she was on the on the Social Security and the visa.
What network? What streaming service do we
have
here?
On Hulu or Netflix. I have to check. I'll let
you know.
Yep. Anyways, it is kind of eerie.
Yeah, that's good.
The little girl is creepy. She's not a little girl. She has dwarfism, which I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that's
a medical
fact.
Condition.
And it is eerie and twisted.
A little scary.
And suspenseful.
Yep.
And based on a true story.
Oh, really?
And it's all has that information. The names have been changed. This is according to this person.
Yeah.
There's lots of asterisks, you know?
Yep.
But it made me watch. I watched three episodes. I should not have. I needed to go home. I needed to go to sleep. But
how late were you up?
For me, 10 o'clock, which is late. I like to go to sleep.
Who are you, Adam Carter?
Well, I'm kind of a
What time do you normally take your teeth out? Like 6?
I put my Vicks in.
Jeez,
turn the fan
10
on.
10 o'clock.
And my heating pad.
What time do you go to bed? 7?
I have been known to go up into my bed at 7. Listen, I love my bed.
Yeah.
I love the experience of my bed. I like the window open.
Yeah.
I like my fresh, clean sheets.
Yeah. Oh, fresh, clean sheets.
And
underrated.
The fan on.
Don't underrate
the
window open, too.
The window open.
If you have allergies, shut that open.
It was a great weekend for window open.
By the way, I hope it was a Pella window.
It was a Pella window.
Just a preview of what's coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess underrated, too, is a beautiful early evening in my bed by myself. Or maybe, by myself now.
What?
Maybe? What do you mean,
Excuse
maybe?
I don't know.
Are you burying the lead?
No, I'm not burying the lead because remember that last time I came on, I was telling you there were three live ones?
Yeah.
Just like that. They all dropped the bait.
Everyone?
All three disappeared. I have no idea what I did. But it's all right.
Maybe talk about them critically on the show?
It's possible. People are terrified.
I mean, you did, Dave, if I'm right, wasn't exactly a glowing report.
Not entirely.
Yeah. No.
But we don't want you to stop that because we want to be informed.
I know you do, and I'm going to keep at it. Hey, guess what I did?
Yeah?
I paid a little fee for Bumble.
Oh, so here we go.
I could get 5
Ooh.
Super swipes.
Super swipes. I didn't know what that means.
I don't either.
You don't know what it means?
It's special.
It's got a good name. That's why you pay for it.
Super swipes.
Super swipes.
All right, hang on, Susie. We'll get more in a second. Dave will chime in. But yes, Pella Windows, 100 years of business. Listen, if you are in business 10 years, you're having great success. 100, that means you're fantastic. And I'm not saying Pella Windows are the only windows. They're the only business in this competitive area. The other good ones, this is just the best one. This is the one where if you go into somebody's house and it looks really, really good, guess what you know? You know, Pella has been there with their quality service, their innovation, their great warranties. And for me, this house, and I'm going to leave this house at some point this year. This house was built in 02, 04, I forget. Pella Windows from the start. I bought it a couple years into it and made a change in the kitchen. I want to take the kitchen from this house to the other house because I like the kitchen so much after Pella made the changes. But when I move into this other place, guess what? I made sure they had installed Pella Windows and Doors. They're the best. Go to a showroom, Plymouth, Woodbury. Go there and tell them to come out to your house for free. In-home visit for free. And this is the time to do it because now until the end of the month, $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. One way to go, PellaNorthland.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Very good.
I think she's in bad shape, old Brittany.
No, she's not. She is definitely not. It's been tough. This is all owed to Rory McIlroy. I talked about it with Adam. We'll get back to it later in the show. A sporting event like I've never watched in my entire life. And Rory wins. Dave Harrigan, what do you have, sir?
I'll get you a little bit on the golf by the end of this, but I'm going to start with my Saturday. First, underrated, a nice walk in nature.
There we go. Cross it off the list.
Afton State Park.
Oh, I've been there.
You went many times. The girls and went to the park.
We took the girls. We joined one of my wife's good friends, her husband. They brought their two dogs. By the end of it,
This is the guy you can't stand, right?
No, it's not at all.
Oh, I couldn't say that now.
These are good people. By the end of it, I was shocked to learn we went almost 4 miles.
Woo!
And
nice.
The girls were amazing. Our 4-year-old or 5-year-old, I should say now, getting tired, you know, as it goes, but throw a snack and all of a sudden we're good to go. You know, 20 minutes later, I'm tired.
Sugar
Here's the
high.
Next snack. Let's go. You know, it was just a great way to spend a Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning in a nice little area. Also Saturday, we ended the night with having a bunch of our neighbors over for dinner. Pulled pork.
Oh, I love
it. It's so easy and it's so underrated.
Did you ever
disappoint. Yes.
And you just cook a pork loin and pull it apart?
Take the big, it was like a 10-pound pork butt, shove that thing in the crock pot with some onions and some broth and some seasoning, you know, season it up really nice.
I love them.
Have it go on low for 10 hours.
I could make that.
For sure you could.
I couldn't screw that up, could I?
Brisket is harder. And brisket at its best, I like a little bit better. I think pulled pork is just more consistent, and I love pulled pork.
Mm.
It's much easier than brisket.
Yeah.
Brisket is a fine line between delicious and, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to quickly the golf. Overrated pace of play in the on the PGA. Or
it's horrible.
I mean, Rory's round took 4 hours and 20 minutes before the playoff. Teed off at 1:30 our time.
And that,
wrapped
way,
up at about 10 to 6.
By the way, that is a lot faster than they normally are, because normally they have like 70-some guys make the cut.
Yes.
Here it's ties for 50. Most rounds on the PGA Tour are over 5 hours.
Yes, we're so talking
it's
about
a joke.
Twosomes.
Is that
twosomes of the best players in the world? It should take them 3 hours to get around. They need a pitch clock.
They 100%.
Walk up to the ball. You've got 45 seconds to hit.
I'm in.
That's it.
Is it the players who are making it long, or
yes,
the commercials?
No.
Is it a television thing?
It's the golfers.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all the golfers. If they played on a muni, the marshal would kick them off.
There's no there's no punishment.
Okay.
And clock and. You get one warning, then here's two strokes. That's what I would do.
Yes. You don't need to walk around, you know, Justin Rose on the final green in the playoff. Ah, got to look at it from this side. Got to look at it from this side. And then, you know what? He putts like me.
He's
going to miss it anyway.
Okay. Is it ego?
Calm down.
Is it ego? Are they puffing their feathers? Are they?
They aren't. What drives me nuts about it is they want to start their whole real. Let's say the three of us are playing. Susie, you do everything to get ready. Now it's my turn. Now I do everything to get ready, as opposed to when you're getting ready, I'm all ready to go. So when you hit, I'm ready to go within 20 seconds. It's not that difficult. I love the game. Greatest craziness. For just pure craziness, a sporting event will never top what I saw yesterday, but 100% right. It should be way quicker.
Mm.
And then TV would adjust.
Yeah, they'd figure it out. They'd still cover it.
Yep, they would. And it'd be better. That's it? Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I got a bevy. Yeah, outside the last couple days, I felt absolutely horrible out of nowhere last week.
Oh, yes.
Out of nowhere. I was totally fine. I told you Wednesday I was starting to cough. I mentioned I went to Tyler Childers on Wednesday night. Loved it. Until 2 hours before, I the joke I've used a few times now, I was more familiar with Brad Childers. It was great. But by the time we got home, I was burning up, and I started coughing, and I did the 30-minute thing, and coughed. And this is how bad it was. Friday was Quentin's birthday, and that, I mean, he is my boy. That is, I mean, his birthday we've been talking about forever, and I didn't go. That's how sick I was.
Oh no,
didn't go. Now he had an amazing time because he was with a great group. It was Kathleen. I mean, here's how great my life is. His mom, my ex-wife, who. Parts of our divorce were a total mess. Now we get along extraordinarily well. My girlfriend, who gets along great with my ex-wife and my family. Then Carla's son, Michael. Carla and I dated for 8 years. Michael is ride or die with me. I mean, we are still extraordinarily close. And then my boys. And then Hunter's fiance, Michaela.
They're all at the party.
All at the party.
So good.
Together.
That's amazing.
That is my modern family.
That is your
and by the way,
family.
If anybody sends a text here criticizing that, you're blocked in a second.
Yeah.
So the fact that I get along so great with my ex-wife and that my girlfriend and ex-wife get along great and that Carl and I, who, by the way, also get along very well, and that Mike is still like a son to me, I don't have any part of my life that is that good. But I was so, so bummed out to miss Quinny, but I was sick.
What'd they do for his birthday?
Dave and Buster's play games, and everyone I've talked to said just the joy on his face because he loves playing games with his brothers, most of all.
Oh my God!
Right, so that was great.
How old again for Quinny?
24.
So good.
24. I started the day in Vancouver after Wolves game, and at about 1:30, my hero came upon the scene. He just, I could talk for 5 hours about why he's amazing. Who are you dopes that are buying these Trader Joe's tote bags that cost like $3 and you're paying like $1,700 for them? Do you have a child held hostage? Do we need to help you out? It's a tote bag. I like Trader Joe's, but it's just a tote bag that costs $3, $4, $5 and they're paying $1,700.
Yeah. And this is not the first time.
No.
It's happened two or three times before.
Honestly. Can you clean up the audio? Did you clean it up enough?
Yeah.
This is Bryce Mitchell. Is this guy? Middle boy, Griffin, loves UFCs, like a lot of people. And this guy lost. I had heard a little bit about him, but then this audio was retweeted. This is Bryce Mitchell praising an individual I like to call Adolf Hitler.
I honestly think that Hitler was a good guy based upon my own research, not my public education indoctrination. I really do think before Hitler got on meth, he was a guy to go fishing with.
Sure.
He fought for his country. He wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays. They were ganging out the kids.
We've all known that.
They were out the women. They were out the dudes. They were, you know what her first tranny surgery ever was? Happened to be in Germany before Hitler took over. You know the books that everybody makes fun of Hitler burning? You know what the books was? Books.
Yeah.
Because Hitler didn't want a bunch of quacks destroying his nation. They can't produce children.
Wow. Rory winning was number one for me. This guy losing, number two.
Yeah, good to see him get choked out.
My God.
It's terrifying, though, that people, and we don't think about it very much, but there are a lot of people that share that opinion. There are people that live
millions.
In the,
there are millions.
Yeah.
That's where he did his own research.
Right.
Yeah. He found people that have that insane, warped sense of things. And that's your research.
Not one thing he said is close to the truth. Mm-mm. Not one thing. But there are millions out there believe it. Let's see. The idiot who ran a red light by me today on a surface street in Plymouth. Going about 70.
No.
Okay. Now, if there was a medical emergency, I'll make an exception.
You'll pass. You give him a pass.
But let's be honest. We see too much. Just the dangerous driving. Mm-hmm. It's worse and worse. And by the way, I'll even say this in the medical situation. And I can't imagine what that would be like. But you still got to make sure that if you're going to somebody or you're with somebody and you're trying to get to a hospital, you don't get killed. So maybe you can slow down for some of those lights.
T-bone somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Saw one the other day right in front of me.
Yep. Beets. Just had a little beets squash combo. Beets are so great.
You either love them or you hate them. I don't like them.
I love them.
Beet salad. I see people eat a beet salad for lunch.
Phenomenal.
Don't spill it. You'll never get it out.
And then going back to my illness, I cough so much that by Sunday I started to feel better. By Friday, I had screwed up my intercostal muscles, the muscles between your ribs and on the right side. It felt like there was a jagged knife in my right side, kind of where front to back meets. That is as much pain as I felt, and I have a great person, my friend Pat O'Brien, health architect, who helps with chiro work, muscle manipulation. I met Pat through a couple friends a couple years ago. I am elated that I know a guy like Pat O'Brien, health architect. If you have issues, this is me being honest, but by the way, respect your intercostal muscles. Because when they're mad at you, they're overrated.
When did you start to feel better? I know, just so you know, they called to ask me to fill in Friday.
Yeah, I wish you would have.
I wish I would have too, but I was completely booked. I had more.
Doing what?
Oh my God, you want me to tell you how much stuff I did Friday? I cleaned my nephew's apartment in the morning. I met the committee, the council.
The Am I Wrong committee?
The Steve Murphy, Eric Escala.
Oh, the RIP WCCO radio.
Denny Long.
Where it stands.
Tim Russell was there this time, Dave Lee.
She couldn't cover because she was at lunch.
Because you couldn't do the show because you went with people who ripped the station.
You could have brought them on the show. They could have all done it here.
But I only had an hour.
I'm gonna be serious. That disappoints me because many of those
No.
Many of those people ripped the station.
I know, but my next.
And you went to have lunch with them instead of doing the.
But
show.
I only had an hour for them because then I was babysitting Isaiah from 2 to 6.
Bring him in.
Bring Isaiah in here.
Isaiah.
Oh, my God.
I'll play with him while you're talking.
Yeah. What is Isaiah now, like 6 months or so?
No, he's almost 10 months. He is chatting. He goes like this all the time.
Why not? Have you heard
it's
Adam?
As good as you.
Have you heard Adam Carter? I mean, jeez. I mean, the bar's not high here.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Susie.
Uh-huh. Good to talk to you guys.
34 past 1, CCO.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.